Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Peya, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. We already explained early when it comes to the mitzvah of shikha, to leave what you forgot for the poor people. It's not just bundles. Also with the connected grain, if you forgot to cut it, that's called kama, the standing tefuah. You also have to leave it. The pasuk says, ki siksar kitzircha visadecha v'shachachta oimer basadeh. The word basadeh, l'chayr is extra, because it says before, at the beginning of the pasuk, ki siksar kitzircha visadecha. What's the extra basada for? It's to teach us shikha is not only for getting bundles, it's also if you forgot to cut the standing tefuah. So what's the shear? How much standing tefuah, connected tefuah, which I would forget, how much do I have to leave to the poor, and how much can I still come back and cut? Zakta Mishnah. Kama shiyesh basasayim. If you have this standing grain, kam means to stand. Right, v'yakam parei. Parei stood up. Kama sheyesh basasayim. You have standing tefuah. Where I have over here two sa or more of tefuah. That means a bunch of stalks standing right next to each other. There was nothing cut in between them. But I forgot to cut it. Ain't a shikha, it's not shikha. So what's true for bundles is true for the tefuah that's called kama, that's still connected to the ground. Now zak the mission. The mission is going to tell us how to measure the sasayim, the tusa of this standing tefuah. Ein ba sasayim, even if this grain that I forgot to cut, there's no tusa there. Aval hi ru'uya lasay sasayim. But let's say it was thicker. Let's say it was a better tefuah. It would have been tusa. Afil hi shel teifach. Even though when I look at it, I say, oy, how pathetic. Teifach is a kind of plant that's very, very thin. And this barley looks like, oy vey, what happened to it? It didn't grow properly. It doesn't even look like barley. It looks more like that bean plant called teifach. But it was beaten by the wind. It didn't grow properly. Well, you can say, I can look at this and imagine that the barley is what barley is supposed to look like, much thicker. And if it was regular barley, there would be tusa. Then this is considered tusa. Royanaisa, I view it ki'ilu anova shel sa'idim. It's as if it's full-size barley kernels. We're going to cheshbon out. If the wind didn't affect this, how much would I have over here? If my estimation is I would have tusa, even though lemaisa I don't have tusa here, it's as if I have tusa. The balabas keeps it. He does not have to leave it for the poor. Now, zakta batanura, we don't mean that we're talking about this teifach here. We're not saying if you have teifach, well, measure it as if it was barley. We're saying if it's barley that looks as thin as teifach, you can measure it as if it was full-grown barley. And if you would have tusa then, once again, goes to the balabas, does not have to leave it for the aniyim.